Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, as my YouTube channel's been demonetized, and I don't know how long I can keep making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind. Especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Rich liberals north of Richmond are freaking out, as the Rich Men North of Richmond song tops Taylor Swift. It reached number one in the charts because it's not just some woman whining about how awful the men are. In reality, the guy on the left is complaining about how awful the men are too. Except he can't walk away from the problems that these men are causing him. But women can walk away at any time, so long as they can medicate themselves with antidepressants and cats. Moving on, is this what it's like dating a woman in Southeast Asia with island dwarfism? Can she really be shorter than 5 feet tall and still demand a man over 6 feet? Actually, this is probably in the West and not in the East, which is why passport bros are heading overseas. Number 3, we have a leftist white woman leading society into a dystopian hellscape. The future is already here if you look at California. It just hasn't been equally distributed yet. In reality, I've never met a woman that wasn't a leftist or feminist. Men are the ones that create civilizations, and women burn them down because they're jealous of men, or because it's a shit test, and they want men to stop them. Up next, now that summer's over, you can finally resist the temptation of a sundress. Don't let a $7 sundress cost you $70,000 in child support. But be careful though, because these days, there might be a dick hiding under there. When the summer is over, so is the revealing of skin, unless you head to a nightclub or bar on a cold winter's night. Number 5, apparently Gollum from The Lord of the Rings was a normal man once. But once he put the ring on his finger, it drained him of energy and youth. It must be the same ring that men put on when they get married. Maybe Tolkien was trying to warn men of marriage. Who knows? I guess that Sauron is probably the pussy in heat, and when you wear the vagina ring around your cock, it drains your lizard of its vitality. Some men's pet name for vag is Precious, it seems. Moving on, Canada's in shock that Trudeau was actually married to a woman, according to the Babylon Bee. I guess he kind of struck everyone as gay for the longest time. Actually, it's not just Canada that's in shock, but probably the rest of the world as well. You know it's bad when your wife leaves you, and you're the most powerful man in your country. Ironically, they're probably both getting it up their number twos by a Tyrannosaurus as we speak. Moving on, we have Paname saying that she can take 10 clones at once. Her face looks fatter than usual in this meme. Maybe it's been stretched out from taking too many flesh sabers in her pie hole. But still, she probably won't admit to ever munching on Moby's manhood while she let him munch on her muff. He sent everyone that they were dating when he was 34 and she was 18. Later, he apologized for not bringing it up with her first before sharing the information with everyone. She calls him creepy, yet she posed with a shirtless version of him here. Number 8, in a decade's time, there'll be a record of lonely post-wall women casting a pregnant shadow on the wall as cats without kids. But men will be the ones that have the last laugh as these women are sent off to settle down with a box of wine and vibrators. Apparently, 58% of women over the age of 40 now use psychiatric meds. I say ban the drugs and reopen the loony bins, and watch women start to miraculously pretend to behave sane again, and no longer need the medication. Up next, we have an oldie but a goodie. An Instagram model passed away a handful of years ago, while hanging out of a car window with her chesticles hanging out for the world to see, by hitting a lamppost. At least she died doing the one thing that women love, getting attention. Drumroll please, for the Darwin Award winner of 2017. I guess she was a pole dancer that danced with the wrong pole. Number 10, everyone knows that all women want a good man until the good man requires that they be a good woman. Then they yell, scream, wail, and gnash their teeth. Pretty much the same way they want all men to have a big schwang until it's time for anal. I've met plenty of good men in my life, but I've yet to meet a good woman, or at least one that isn't pretending to be good. Moving on, we have Soycity shaming a 58-year-old Keanu Reeves for having a chubby body, it seems, while he spends time on a boat. The same media that body shames him praises Lizzo for posting stunning nude photos that are apparently so good they're art. Imagine what would happen if an old actress was shamed for being chubby. Imagine the attacks against the outfit that published the story. Meanwhile, Keanu's just laughing in millionaire vacation mode. Number 12 is the same media attacking Leonardo DiCaprio, saying that it looks like Gilbert Grape has been eating too much. But of course Amy Schumer shows off her knockout figure in a strapless bikini on a Hawaii beach. Can the media be more biased? If this passes for a knockout figure, just imagine what the average girl next door must look like these days. Probably needs a forklift to lift her out of bed in the morning. Up next is a Minnesota town re-electing a dog for the mayor. We all know the politicians are corrupt, but at least this time, we know that this guy's going to be a good boy. Now if only the rest of the country would follow suit. I still think we need to have blockchain voting so that your vote only counts once because you have a unique identifier code, and everyone can see that you voted to eliminate the same person voting 10 times for Sleepy Joe. Number 14 is a woman saying that she's noticing that men are no longer persuasive, meaning that when they ask a woman out and she says no, we now take no for an answer. Back in the day, many women would say no, expecting a man to pursue. But in the age of Me Too and the friend zone creep, men are stepping away. Women can't have it both ways. They can't have us chase them while having the power to ruin our lives for doing so, if they don't find us attractive. Moving on is a man that married the love of his life, and his marriage to her will be counted in days and not years. But at least this guy gets the life insurance money when she kicks it. Also, another thing on the bright side, at least she's a woman and not a land whale. I couldn't figure out if she was a senior citizen or a cancer patient, and the cachexia has kicked in, and she's just tired and nodding off to sleep. Also, she can't cheat on you if she's in the ICU. Number 16, we have a woman justifying putting men in the friend zone, because when she gets a boyfriend, all of her male friends disappear. This woman is probably trying to gaslight men that are interested in her into thinking that they're all a-holes for moving on after a woman is off the dating market. These guys clearly didn't just want a friendship, and you were just leading them on, lady. And now you shamed them to cover what a totally selfish woman you are. Up next is a nurse that ended 7 babies and attempted to end another 6 at a UK hospital between 2015 and 16. Another woman named Dr. Shola said that the police believed her tears and denial of doing these deeds when she was first investigated, because she was a white woman and, you know, white privilege, that a black nurse would have been sacked simply on suspicion that she was ending babies. Way to go, making this into a race issue instead of a female nature one. Number 18 is another super simp. Barry here believes that if he catches his girl cheating, he's going to pull her aside and ask her what he did wrong, so he can improve himself to be her king, so that she wouldn't cheat on him again. He says that he can't blame anyone for her cheating except for himself. It's so bad out there these days that men are shaming themselves for women's bad behavior. Who knew? In other words, Mr. Beta Bucks here is also giving her permission to cheat on him forever. Number 19 is a man that didn't want to simp out, so he's divorcing his wife after she cheated on him with his friend. She claims it's no big deal and just part of her job on Lonely Fans. In the Daily Mirror, it says that the reason he's leaving is because their 11-year-old daughter is being bullied because of her mother's OnlyFans account. She made it worse by opening up her mouth and trying to do damage control. Women have no shame anymore. Moving on, we have a suggestion to make the first crewed mission to Mars an all-female one. Apparently, there's an advantage to all women going there, that it's not about fairness and equality. You know that NASA will eventually try and pull this sort of nonsense if AI flies the ship and runs everything. All the women will have to do is not kill each other on the voyage there. So long as they have friend-zone simps that they can communicate with on Earth, they'll be fine. Men millions of miles away from them will be their brains and emotional tampons, and women will be getting all the glory hole glory. Number 21 is a woman that just got off the pill and doesn't find her boyfriend attractive anymore. What no one tells guys is that a woman on the pill is into men that have more feminine features, but when she's off of it, she's into more masculine men. This woman can't get in the mood no more. If she's on the pill and attracted to you, then you're most likely beta bucks. But if she gets off of it, she'll probably want you to get off of her. Just use a condom, because latex saves lives. Up next is a woman that's literally devastated. She went on a date and he called her ma'am, and then she told him to be careful not to misgender her. He told her this isn't going to work and pulled the car over and forced her to get out, and even called her a fag. I think this is a she, but if it's a he in disguise, at least he got his gender right at the end. The guy that did this is based, even more so if it was raining that night. Number 23, we have another image of women's hypocrisy on display. Apparently all body shapes are beautiful, except not those of fat, short, incel men. Remember that for women, such men are invisible, so when they finally do speak, they just creep them out. Remember that women are beautiful at any size, but if a man isn't 6'3", then she doesn't want him. Moving on is another woman that was stood up on a date bailing on her because he said he needed to move the car. But then he just texted her that he wasn't feeling it, and he left. How annoying must this woman have been for this guy to leave only after 45 seconds? But I do think the point was to move his car. A little at first, and then he kept moving it very far, far away. Number 25 and the last one is the difference between what happens in this world when a woman needs help versus when a man needs help. No one cares about men, including other men, while everyone cares about other women. They say the Marines will never leave a man behind. But as more women enter that branch of the military, they'll probably scrap that rule or change it so that it's no woman or man left behind so long as there's a man there to take the body out. But that responsibility will no longer fall on the shoulders of women. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Also remember, I make these videos for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links if you can for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day. And cheers.